For today's In Touch, I continue my conversation with Lake Darling Fisheries Technician Vance Poulton regarding ice fishing at Lake Darling and in southeast Iowa. Lake Darling specifically, is ice fishing even going to be an option this winter?
Well, again, weather depending. Yeah, Lake Darling actually shouldn't be too bad. Last time I checked the fish, bluegills are running right around 7.5 to 8 inches. Now, that's a little on the small side, but an 8-inch bluegill would be plenty big enough to take home and clean. We have crappies in here that are in that 10-inch range. Those are plenty big enough. Now, you're going to have to do some sorting because, obviously, a lot of the fish are a lot smaller than that. But Lake Darling should be, again, weather depending, pretty decent this year. But there's several other lakes in the area and ponds that are going to be better.
Do you want to touch on a few of those that will be good for fishing?
Yeah, just in the bigger lakes that are closer by, Lake Belvedere over by Sigourney, in Keokuk County, that's always going to be a good one. It has good ice on it. Not right now, but it's one of those lakes that will have some good ice because of the trees and everything in there will slow the wind down. When it freezes up, it's good. That's a real popular lake around here. There you're going to be fishing mainly for bluegills and crappies. They're going to be some good-sized fish. It's been around for a few years now. Bluegills will run 8 to 10 inches. The crappies are going to be a 10 to 12 inch. Another bigger lake in this area is down in Des Moines County, is Big Hollow Lake down by Sperry. That's a good crappie lake. Those are running 10 to 12 inches. Both of those lakes are very clear and have some really good fishing. Closer by, smaller bodies of water like Crawford's Pond or even the Thomas Marr Lake out there at Marr Park have some pretty good fishing in the, through the ice.
For Lake Darling specifically, can people bring ice houses out there?
Yeah. Now, down here, we really don't have ice that's thick enough, long enough to bring, like, the ice houses that you'll see up at, like, Spirit Lake, Clear Lake, those semi-permanent structures. It's just not that thick because mainly those, what people think of when they think of an ice house, are dragged out by cars or pickups. And to be able to drive a car out onto the ice, you want at least 8 inches thick ice. And honestly, I wouldn't go out on anything less than 10 or 12, again, because of the variability of the ice. You're just not going to see that down here very often. The portable shelters, like I use it to flip up, it's basically just a glorified tent, really, on a sled. Those are certainly legal to use, but those bigger, like ice houses, really, we're more restricted in the fact that the ice normally isn't good enough to drag those out and leave them. They'll end up going through the ice on you pretty quick. It's legal to do it, but I certainly would not recommend or even want to see one of those out there.
Yeah, sorry, I'm from Minnesota, so I
that's what I was figuring. I remember you was from up north, and you're used to something that's got a stove in it and,
right.
and bunk beds in the whole nine yards. You try that down here, you're probably going to see the bottom of the lake.
Well, what do you expect the ice to get on an average winter in terms of thickness?
Well, last year we had the most ice I've ever seen down here, and that was 24 inches. Before that, really thick ice year might be 12 inches. Normally, on a normal winter down here, we're looking at somewhere between 6 to 8 inches. And that's a fairly short time period that we'll have that during a normal winter. You know, I can't remember the last time we ever had even this kind of ice in November. Normally, not ice fishing down here until at the earliest the third week in December, just because of our weather down here. We're normally quite a bit warmer than, say, you know, Clear Lake up around the Decorah area. You know, those areas, they're probably already looking at 4 or 5 inches thick, and we're nowhere near that thickness.
And what did you say Lake Darling is right now?
Right now, we're just under 2 inches around the edge. I'm not wandering out to the middle of the lake to find out how thick it is out there, because 2 inches of good ice will normally hold a smaller person up. I'm not a smaller person, and with 2 inches of ice, I don't even want to see a little kid out there, because, again, that variability, just because the edge is 2 inches doesn't mean anywhere very far from shore is going to be 2 inches, and I'll guarantee it isn't. Kind of give you an idea of what the ice is right now. I had my Labrador Retriever. We were down here on Sunday out on the lake around the lake. And she walked out just a few feet, and, well, there's a gap between the ice and the shoreline, and, well, she walked out 10 feet, and I could actually see the water moving between the ice and the shoreline. So even her weight was making that ice flex down far enough to move the water. And at that point, obviously, you don't even have to drill a test hole, because if it won't hold up an 80-pound dog without flexing, it's not going to hold up a person.
Vance, I appreciate all your time.
No problem.
That was my conversation with Lake Darling Fisheries Technician Vance Poulton for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa. I'm Nathan Swenson.